On this week's Trivia Night, time to bust out the Big League Chew for a Midsummer Trivia Classic featuring 1970s Major League Baseball All-Stars. What's up, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From the Emerald Ivy outfield of Wrigley to Fenway Park's Big Green Monster, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we barnstorm through town after town to bring you a dugout full of the hard-hittingest trivia since Ruth rounded the bases. I'm your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in the shadow of Day Air Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio, home of the record-setting Dayton Dragons. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Up here in the big leagues, you'll be hitting dingers and throwing frozen ropes in no time. Even those stuck out in Little League right field are making the highlight reel playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode... Put me in, coach. It's trivia night tonight. Put me in, coach. It's trivia night tonight. Look at me. I'm the king of trivia. That is right, y'all. The Midsummer American Classic Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is once again upon us. So we're hitting a little looper into left field with our trivia tribute to Major League All-Stars of the 1970s. Journey back to a time when sideburns and stashes ruled the rubber on the pitcher's mound. A golden era when home run hitters were equally adept at breaking records and breaking hearts. We're touching all the bases with 1970s baseball All-Stars on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out crowdper.com after the episode. All right, I'm going to lay a bunt of trivia rules right down the third baseline, so listen up. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats, some multiple choice questions, some type-in text questions without answer options, and some drag-and-drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/SBMRH. That's trivianight.live/SBMRH to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. So step into the batter's box. The pitch clock is ticking. And if you hear any noise, it's just me and the podcast bopping. Let's play ball. All right, here we go with 1970s Major League All-Stars. Question one. Who broke Babe Ruth's decades-long home run record on April 8th, 1974? Was it A, Frank Robinson, B, Hank Aaron, C, Mickey Mantle, or D, Willie Mays? A, Frank Robinson, B, Hank Aaron, C, Mickey Mantle, or D, Willie Mays? Which one of these home run hitters broke Babe Ruth's home run record on April 8th, 1974? Correct answer is B. It's Hammerin' Hank Aaron. He passed the Babe on April 8, 1974, and his home run record of 755 stood for 33 seasons until Barry Bonds passed it in 2007. Moving on to question two. What Hall of Famer earned the nickname Mr. October following several clutch World Series performances in the 1970s? Is it A, Phil Rizzuto, B, Reggie Jackson, C, Dave Winfield, or D, Andre Dawson? A, Phil Rizzuto, B, Reggie Jackson, C, Dave Winfield, or D, Andre Dawson? Which one of these dudes is known as Mr. October because he was awesome in the World Series in the 70s? The correct answer is B. It's Reggie Jackson. He got the nickname Mr. October after hitting 3 home runs and 3 consecutive at-bats in the 6th and deciding game of the 1977 World Series. Talk about clutch. Question 3. What legendary catcher led the Big Red Machine Cincinnati Reds to 6 division titles in the mid-1970s? Was it A, Carlton Fisk, B, Thurman Munson, C, Johnny Bench, or D, Ted Simmons? A, Carlton Fisk, B, Thurman Munson, C, Johnny Bench, or D, Ted Simmons? Who crouched behind the plate for the Big Red Machine in the 1970s? The correct answer is C. It's Mr. Johnny Bench. Now, Johnny Bench is often believed to be the greatest catcher in Major League Baseball history, and he led the Big Red Machine to 6 division titles, 4 National League pennants, and 2 World Series titles between 1970 and 1976. That, my friends, is what we call a very successful win rate. Let's keep it going with question 4. What Baltimore Orioles third baseman was nicknamed the Human Vacuum Cleaner? Was it A, Brooks Robinson, B, Doug DeCinces, C, Tony Batista, or D, Melvin Mora? A, Brooks Robinson, B, Doug DeCinces, C, Tony Batista, or D, Melvin Mora? Which one of these Orioles hot corner men was named the Human Vacuum Cleaner? And the correct answer is A. It's the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. He played his entire 23-year career with the Baltimore Orioles, and he won a record 16 consecutive Gold Glove awards. I believe that record has since been surpassed by Greg Maddux and I think a couple other people, but I might be wrong. You're just going to have to look that one up, because that's not one of the questions I'm asking, because Greg Maddux didn't play baseball in the 1970s. Moving on to question 5. Which of these Major League Baseball teams won 3 straight World Series in the 1970s? Is it A, Pittsburgh Pirates, B, Cincinnati Reds, C, New York Yankees, or D, Oakland Athletics? A, Pittsburgh Pirates, B, Cincinnati Reds, C, New York Yankees, or D, Oakland Athletics? Which of these clubs won 3 straight World Series titles in the 1970s? Correct answer is D, Oakland Athletics. All 4 of these clubs won multiple World Series titles in the 1970s, but Oakland was the only one to do it in 3 straight. Good job, Oakland. Shout out to my boy Brian Hendershot. Question 6. With which West Coast team did legendary pitcher Nolan Ryan lead the American League in strikeouts for 7 seasons in the 1970s? Was it A, California Angels, B, Seattle Mariners, C, Oakland Athletics, or D, San Diego Padres? A, California Angels, B, Seattle Mariners, C, Oakland Athletics, or D, the San Diego Padres? Which of these teams did Nolan Ryan play for in the 70s leading the American League in strikeouts? The correct answer is A, the California Angels. And Nolan Ryan led the American League in strikeouts for 7 of 8 seasons between 1972 and 1979. And he retired in 1993 with 5,714 career strikeouts, which is still a major league record. I believe the closest behind him is Randy Johnson, who's about 800 or 900 so strikeouts away. And since they're both retired, I don't think that record's falling anytime soon. Question 7 is a drag and drop reorder. I'm going to read the question. I'm going to give you 4 answer options, and you just need to put these in correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop reorder, question 7. List these Major League Baseball teams in the order in which they won their first World Series title of the 1970s. And your teams are Oakland Athletics, Cincinnati Reds, Pittsburgh Pirates, New York Yankees. Again, those teams are Oakland Athletics, Cincinnati Reds, Pittsburgh Pirates, and New York Yankees. In which order did these teams win their first World Series title of the 1970s? The correct order is Pittsburgh Pirates, Oakland Athletics, Cincinnati Reds, and New York Yankees. Pittsburgh Pirates won titles in 1971 and 1979, Oakland Athletics, as previously discussed, won three straight from 1972 to 1974, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with two straight in 75 and 76, and again followed by the Yankees with two straight in 1977 and 1978. Question 8. Which of these Major League Baseball teams lost more World Series matchups than anyone else in the 1970s? Is it A, Baltimore Orioles, B, Los Angeles Dodgers, C, Cincinnati Reds, or D, New York Mets? A, Baltimore Orioles, B, Los Angeles Dodgers, C, Cincinnati Reds, or D, New York Mets? Who lost more World Series titles than anybody else in the 70s? The correct answer is B. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers. They made the World Series three times between 1974 and 1978, and they lost every single one. Don't worry, though. They ended up winning a couple in the 1980s, and then they won one a few years ago. Dodger fans are sitting just fine. Moving on to question 9, which is a type-to-text answer. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to go deep, deep down on your lineup card to pull out an answer for this one. So here we go with question 9. Hall of Fame manager Blank Anderson led the Cincinnati Reds to consecutive World Series titles in 1975 and 1976. The question again is, Hall of Fame manager Blank Anderson led the Cincinnati Reds to consecutive World Series titles in 1975 and 1976. The correct answer is Sparky. It's Sparky Anderson. Here's a little fun fact about Sparky Anderson, who is one of the greatest managers in Major League history. He was the first ever manager to win the World Series in both the American and National Leagues. He won the National League titles, like I said, 75-76, and then he took the Detroit Tigers to their title in 1984. Here we go with question 10. What New York Yankee famously hit a division-winning home run in a 1978 tiebreaker game against the Boston Red Sox? Is it A, Willie Randolph, B, Lou Piniella, C, Bucky Dent, or D, Thurman Munson? A, Willie Randolph, B, Lou Piniella, C, Bucky Dent, or D, Thurman Munson? Which one of these guys hit a home run against the Red Sox in a 78 tiebreaker and to this day is hated throughout Boston? The correct answer is C. It's Bucky Dent, as he's affectionately known around Boston, Bucky Effin' Dent. He had only hit four home runs the entire 1978 season when he knocked the go-ahead home run in a tiebreaker game against the Boston Red Sox in 1978. And the Yankees would go on to win the World Series. Now, before we make SportsCenter with that sweet 6-4-3 double play on the final five questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of 100% original trivia games. We've got over 1,300 and counting. Or you can write your own. You can add fun images, videos, and GIFs. You can share the link to that game with your crowd and host live, in person, or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. All right, let's turn the last few outs on these final five questions of Trivia Night with question 11. What is the fishy-sounding nickname of five-time World Series champion pitcher James Augustus Hunter? Is it A, Tuna, B, Trout, C, Catfish, or D, Walleye? A, Tuna, B, Trout, C, Catfish, or D, Walleye? What's the fishy-sounding nickname of five-time World Series champ James Hunter? The correct answer is C, it's Catfish. James Catfish Hunter won three straight titles with the A's in 72 through 74, and then added two more titles with the Yankees in 78 and 77. And if you're talking sideburns and stashes, Catfish Hunter is first ballot in the Facial Hair Hall of Fame when it comes to Major League Baseball. He's like Mariano Rivera. He got 100% of the vote on that one. Moving on to question 12. Which Pittsburgh Pirate, nicknamed Pops, won the MVP award for the National League, the NLCS, and the World Series in 1979? Is it A, Willie Stargell, B, Doc Ellis, C, Dave Parker, or D, Frank Tavares? A, Willie Stargell, B, Doc Ellis, C, Dave Parker, or D, Frank Tavares? Which one of these guys won three MVP awards in 1979? Correct answer is A, Willie Stargell, Pops. He led the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates to a couple of World Series titles in the 1970s, and as of 2023, Willie Stargell is the only player to win the National League MVP, NLCS MVP, and World Series MVP in the same season. Way to go, Willie. As your teammate Dave Parker said, if you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys bopping. Moving on to question 13. With which American League team did two-time MVP winner Robin Yount play his entire professional career? Is it A, Montreal Expos, B, Milwaukee Brewers, C, Minnesota Twins, or D, Kansas City Royals? A, Montreal Expos, B, Milwaukee Brewers, C, Minnesota Twins, or D, Kansas City Royals? Which of these teams did Robin Yount play 20 years for? The correct answer is B, the Milwaukee Brewers. He played his entire career with the Brewers, he won two American League MVP awards, and he led the team to their only World Series appearance in 1982. Question 14. What former Boston Red Sox catcher, nicknamed Pudge, won the first ever unanimous AL Rookie of the Year award in 1972? Is it A, Bill Kerrigan, B, Rich Gedman, C, Carlton Fisk, or D, Rick Farrell? A, Bill Kerrigan, B, Rich Gedman, C, Carlton Fisk, or D, Rick Farrell? Which of these guys was the first ever unanimous American League Rookie of the Year in 1972? The correct answer is C. It's Carlton Pudge Fisk. And although he made history as the first ever unanimous AL Rookie of the Year in 1972, Carlton Fisk is probably best remembered for his game-winning home run in the bottom of the 12th inning in Game 6 of the 1975 World Series. You've all seen the clip where he's waving it fair. He's waving it fair. All right, team. Listen up. The sheer volume of sports cliches racing through my mind is overwhelming. Bottom of the ninth. Two on. Two out. Bases loaded. Down by blah, 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 blah. It all comes down to this. Will you be touching them all under exploding stadium lights like Roy Hobbs? Or will there be no joy in Mudville because you struck out? It's time to swing for the fences with question 15. Who was the first pitcher to return to the MLB following ligament replacement surgery, a procedure which now bears his name? Is it A, Tom Seaver, B, Tommy John, C, Don Sutton, or D, Jim Palmer? A, Tom Seaver, B, Tommy John, C, Don Sutton, or D, Jim Palmer? Which of these pitchers was the first to ever get ligament replacement surgery and pitch again in the MLB? The correct answer is B, Tommy John. And that surgery now bears his name, Tommy John surgery. He missed the entire 75 season following ligament replacement surgery, and he was 10-10 in his first season back in 1976. And Tommy John surgery has now become so commonplace that it's estimated 1 in 7 major league pitchers will undergo the procedure at some point in their career. Well, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star review and share the show with your friends because it really helps spread the word. Keep hitting dingers all day long with the best trivia show going by tagging and following us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, a host of new trivia games, and so much more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media because we would love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.